With the story breaking this week that Maricopa County Assessor Paul Peterson, an elected official who also happens to be an adoption attorney, was involved in some very questionable, even illegal adoption practices, which included keeping pregnant women from the Marshall Islands in some very cramped conditions in at least two states, I started to think about what this will do to legitimate adoptions. And joining us is Kelly Rourke-Scarry, the president and CEO of Arizona's largest adoption agency, known as Building Arizona Families. Kelly, thanks for being with us. I think like everybody does, those news stories we see, you know, where a family court judge puts kids and adults who aren't technically related in front of them and pronounces them a family. Are we going to see fewer of these beautiful scenes in Arizona, thanks to Paul Peterson?
Thank you. No, I don't believe that we will. I think that the public will understand that adoption is still one that is an entity that needs to continue to occur. I think families who believe in adoption will continue to follow the adoption process. So no, I do not believe that this will impact the families who want to adopt.
But I'm sure you do anticipate some greater scrutiny by at least adoptive parents and maybe even some birth moms, right?
I do think that people are going to do more research, which is always a good thing.
Yeah.
Agencies like ours believe in education. That's why we use a podcast twice a week to inform families and just society in general about adoption. And that's really important for people who are going to adopt to educate themselves.
Yeah, that's definitely, you want to be scrutinizing those situations, of course. But are you anticipating greater scrutiny by the Arizona legislature, maybe some new laws?
That's a possibility, definitely. I also think that maybe they will tighten the laws that are currently in place. I think enforcing those laws is the most important thing to do. We do have amazing laws in place, and if they're followed, that's one of the reasons as an adoption agency that we're licensed. Every year we have to go through a full licensure examination, meaning they come out to our office, they go through our files, they go through our records, they speak with our clients, they walk through our office. And that's really important to make sure that as an agency, we're following protocol.
What should families be looking out for, and birth moms for this matter, when it comes to working with an adoption agency? What questions should they be asking to make sure that they're not, you know, caught up in something like what Paul Peterson was up to?
Absolutely. I would say to make sure they're working with a licensed agency. Find out what licenses and accreditations they hold. Maybe look into the Better Business Bureau and see if they're registered. Find out how long they've been licensed in practice, how many placements they do in a year, and definitely ask to speak to references of families who have adopted. Also, they would want to look and see, does this agency offer education? Do they have a way to promote adoption education outside of just what the agency recommends? In other words, again, we have a podcast, Birth, Mother Matters, and Adoption, because we want society as a whole, not just those adopting, to really understand what adoption is and how it affects all angles of the adoption triad.